I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today I'm eating Raising Cane's.
I want a solid bench of four chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup.
It is time for the spillover sponsored by Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love reminder, they still have their Halloween cup available for you to get at any Raising Cane's location. $1.39, 32-ounce cup. And it glows in the dark sip.
Wow.
Want that?
Yeah. I have one.
When you wake up at night, when you wake up at night and it's like midnight, it's so dark, you know, you can see that. You don't need your light on because your cup glows in the dark.
How do you get it to glow in the dark?
It just does. It's built in that way. You nothing.
You don't
the
have
way
to,
the cup's designed.
You don't have to hold it under a light during the day or something.
No.
Okay. All right.
Get your camera fixed because you stood up. Don't sit down. Stay there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So waiting on news today from a potential Matt Rhule extension where we'll have news. I would say stay tuned to the ticket all day long for that. He will speak today at his normal Thursday press conference before the game. So we will have audio from Rhule regardless for that, or maybe on the Pat McAfee show potentially when he's on. But could be a newsworthy day in terms of extension for Matt Rhule.
My guess is an announcement would come this morning.
Probably knowing our luck, it would come back at 9:05 right when our show is over.
Yeah.
That's the way we get for breaking news in the morning. Right when Swim goes on the airwaves,
Swim.
Way to go, Swim.
Swimtastic has made it to the building.
He's here. Swim was last night at the Liquid Asset Sports Bar and Grill.
Oh.
I was there. That's where I was at last night.
Why don't you give me a report?
Packed crowd, packed house. Jalen Reyes was phenomenal. Nick was good also up on the stage. Was it good? They're on up for an hour and 20 minutes. Good conversation, good questions from the crowd. It was a great event at Liquid Asset. So if the next one we announce that, probably sometime in November, I would encourage you to check that out. I had a very fun time.
Packed house at Liquid Assets. So how many people?
Probably almost 100, maybe, I'd guess.
Wow.
How about some Jabba Chamberlain was there? Lexi Rodriguez was there.
Okay.
Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. The holidays sneak up fast, but it's not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. Uncommon Goods is something for everyone. From moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners, you'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. We had several members, some assistants from Husker Volleyball, like some grad assistants basically were there. Trying to the other big names who were there. It was a very impressive crowd.
What an event.
So
what
very
an
fun.
Event.
Yes, very fun. Tonight, Dolphins Ravens on Thursday Night Football, 7:15 PM on Prime. I would not be upset if the Dolphins lose.
What? Draft, why do you
draft,
say things like
because
that?
Because this team's going nowhere. I was happy to get the win because I am a fan, but I know the future resides in getting a better draft pick and probably a new regime in Miami.
I understand that mindset, but it'll forever be a turnoff to me.
I'm sorry. I want to win every game, but if I can see my team has so many flaws and they're not going anywhere besides average, that's the problem. The Dolphins have not always been bad. They've been pretty much 8-8, 9-7, 7-9. Like,
if I had a buzzer, I would have buzzed it when you said, I want my team to win every game. No, you don't.
No,
you don't.
I do.
You don't want your team to win everything.
I do. If I can see the season is not going to be the way it needs to go, then it's time to make changes. Otherwise, it's the same Chris Paul, status quo.
Say it. Say the words. I don't want my team to win every game.
This year, I don't.
Thank you.
In almost every year, I do. It's time to blow it up, start over again, and we'll try it again next year.
That's an unfortunate position to be in. I'm sorry.
Lamar Jackson returns for the Ravens tonight. So you got that?
The Heat, however, your Heat are rolling.
In the words of the late Glenn Frey, the Heat is on. Wow,
you just put straight cheese there.
I did. That song is cheese and
they are now 4-1. Is that what you said?
3-1.
3-1.
Putting up points though.
The Orlando
Who
Magic.
Who needs Tyler Hero?
The Orlando Magic, meanwhile,
are 1-3.
Are 1-3 projected as the second best team in the Eastern Conference?
They're one win against Miami, and it's been all heat since then. Mm-hmm. So congrats on the one victory. It didn't count.
All right, here we go.
That's it for us. The Drive is next. We will see you guys tomorrow on Halloween.